Most doctors merely repeat what they have been trained to practice. That is because most medical practitioners are regurgitators of that which they have learned and not what they themselves have investigated. You heard right. Primary care physicians and specialists go by what actual scientists have discovered and passed down to the everyday physician. What is worse is that the scientists' findings may be misrepresented and even manipulated by the medical provider. If this is not enough for you to doubt and do your own research or get a second opinion to see what the consensus is among experts, you may want to consider that medical providers are also influenced by their beliefs and that their political affiliation also plays a big role in their decision making. Consider the following example. While walking home from school, a 15-year-old loved one of yours is forced into a van and raped. Sometime later, the perpetrator is apprehended, and as it turns out, he is a man with a long list of drug addiction, behavioral health problems, and has served jail time for numerous armed robbery. In other words, knowing how DNA functions, there is a high probability that an offspring containing this addict's genes will be just as corrupt as the rapist himself. But with all this, the doctor treating your 15-year-old loved one believes that there is no justified reason to have an abortion. The result is not only the forcing of women into a drastic change in their life's trajectory, losing a life of personal accomplishments, but also forcing them to contribute to the criminality that plagues the nation by giving birth to the next generation of misfits. So the next time that you are bothered by the news report of a bank robbery, domestic violence, drive-by shooting, and senseless killings, you may want to recall that your vote against abortion may be in direct connection to the criminals roaming the streets, the same criminals that keep you and your loved ones from feeling safe when out on the town shopping, at the bank ATM, and while driving home late from a night out with friends. This is what I say. If you are pro-life, be pro-life for yourself and those with equal mindset, and let others with different perspectives practice their beliefs as freely as you like to practice yours. In other words, recognize that just as you would not like to be forced to follow a dogma that you don't believe, others don't want to follow yours. Here is my question to the pro-life listener. How would you like it if a president is elected into office that manages to convince the legislators to pass a law where you, your spouse, or a loved one can be forced into having an abortion? You wouldn't like that, right? So next time you find yourself at the voting booth, think twice before you vote in favor of taking someone's abortion rights away. Because the fact that your option of precedent, along with legislators, can pass laws in your favor, so too can an opposing precedent and lawmakers pass laws that equally take away your freedom. If you don't want this to happen, practice empathy, and we will all keep our freedom to choose one way or the other and not be forced into someone else's dogmatic beliefs. At the end, the important thing is to have both options available to us.